Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, April 12th, 2021, and it is 6:01 p.m. First item, Scott, would you be able to please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Do we have a full...
full board tonight.
Full board. That's awesome. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome everyone to the April 12, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff reports for each case as Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley in the front of the room, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is review and action. We have the March 8, 2020 Planning Commission meeting minutes and also the 8 township meeting minutes. And do we have any additions or corrections? If not, would someone consider making a motion to approve the consent agenda of meeting minutes?
I would move to approve the minutes as presented.
We have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. We'll move on to next item is public hearing and final vote. We have two items. First one is item 21-01, Brown Family Trust, proposed welcome center and two crosses located at 5801 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade.
So the Brown Family Trust, represented by Kerry Brown, are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III permit to allow a welcome center, two additional crosses to be located at 5801 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. As per the assessor's information, the subject's property is approximately 13 acres in size. The property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. This project received a total score of 25 on the Eastern Taney County Division III Relative Policy Score Sheet. The adjoining properties are as listed below. Here west to the west is a 92-acre owned by ACR Trust, approved for an RV park resort, Division III permit number 20-03. And to the east, 16.9-acre owned by the applicant, approved for a cross in 2008 in a Creation Experience Museum, approved in 2014. So if the Taney County Planning Commission would approve Division III permit number 2039, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, if applicable, and all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department's office. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, a Division II permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 5, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So this is the junction of 65 and 160. You can actually see the shadow of the current cross. Our parcel in question is this shape parcel right here. The and I think I've got them on here. Does everybody know where we are? And just for reference, this is what our future zoning map will look like, just as a reference since we've been dealing with it. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Kerry Brown, representing the Brown Family Trust.
I think with the last meeting, we did a detailed overview, but if you could just give a brief overview of what we're looking at with this application, please.
Sure. We do have the cross that was permitted by planning and zoning. It is up, and we're seeking permission. There is a additional 13 acres that we were able to purchase that helped us in constructing the cross to use as a staging area. As part of that, there is a place just to the west of where the park and ride is at the bottom of the bluff that is a driveway going up onto the land, and that's where we plan to have major entrance and egress. That's also the location of the parking lot where we plan to have the welcome center, but it was just on the it's on the east side of the 13 acres. And the 13 acres were not originally part of the 16.9 acres that we'd permitted, so that's why we're coming back at this point. The additional crosses, in the future we're looking at building at the same height for one of them, and we'd like to have a higher height for the third one. Part of that is due to topography. There's an area in the back that is a low-lying area in this triangular piece of land. And so we may have to, in order to have it look right from the road, we may have to go higher. We're in the meantime trying to bring in fill and kind of get that area more level at the very least so that we wouldn't have that type of issue. But that's basically what we're looking to do so that when people see it from 65 going south toward Branson, they'll see three crosses on the hill and the same from coming north away from Branson.
Okay, thank you. Do we have anyone in the audience that's here to speak on behalf of the application in favor? You want to, did you sign up to speak?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you want to come on up?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Mark Blackwell. I'm with Stillwaters International Ministry, and we're just to the south and to the west, so kind of where the picture is. We're just on the very corner, so it's just across on 160. We just wanted to let you know that we're for the project. We've been working with Kerry. Pastor Larry Green has been working with them for over 10 years, and that we're just for it. And also, then my wife and I, we have a ministry called Hearts Intertwined Ministry. We have property that's to the west and is just on the other side of the 92 acres that are right beside that property. So we are also for the project itself.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
You coming out.
Yes.
Do we have anyone else for the application that wants to speak that signed up? Anyone opposed to the application that would want to speak that signed up? Seeing none, do you want to come back up? See if anyone have any specific questions for the applicant?
What height? You said you wanted to make it higher. The current one is 200 feet?
It's 218 feet. And the second one, we're wanting to do comparable with it. The third one in the back, that's really going to be dependent upon, again, what type of elevation we're able to get and what's, you know, what we're going to need in order to look good for all three of them. Obviously, I think that there are a lot of people that say, you know, build it as high as you can, you know, but from our standpoint, we're really looking to make sure that we're in compliance with FAA standards for aircraft safety. So with all three of them being contiguous on this 13 acres, and the other two, being farther back on the land, we're looking to basically make it look as good as we can. If the middle cross is higher or can be higher, we'd like to do that. But again, that's going to be pretty much subject to the FAA and what they're going to say.
Is there anything that limits height?
Currently, but in your zoning regulations for monuments, no. And currently it's 75 feet, so they've gotten a variance. So he's not getting a construction permit.
Right.
Yeah, but that's a good question.
And then where's the welcome center?
I can point it out.
I'll go ahead and switch to our map view here. I'll zoom in.
So here's the current cross. This is the entryway and the initial parking lot we built on the land. The welcome center, we wanted to build it right here. There is a pathway that comes from the parking lot out to the cross, and we kind of wanted to build that so that that pathway tees into the welcome center so that it's longer laterally and then shorter this way. But we're basically looking to put it right here. That way people will immediately see it when they come in off of it. And then later on, as we're able to work on slowly leveling and preparing the rest of the land, that's when we want to be able to start on the additional place.
Could you point out the proposed locations of the other two crosses for you there?
Yes. The second one, we're planning on putting somewhere in here. And the third one will probably be back in this area. So when you see them, US 65, when you go to F Highway, which is about 2 miles away, I've looked at it, and based on what I'm looking at, it'll look from that distance like there are three crosses in a row, and they'll look about the same. But again, because of geography and topography, this one and this one, there's a little bit more elevation here than there is here. So it'll initially look like two of them, and they'll be about the same height, or roughly so that the naked eye can see that they're about the same height. And then the one in the back, this is the area that is sunken a little bit. So we may need, if we're able to get fill in there and build it up, great. But we will be looking at going higher for that third one so that the center cross, when you're looking at it from a distance, looks higher and taller than the other two.
How much fill do you think we'll be putting in there?
I don't know at this point. I know that basically this was the inside or the interior of a mountain, and so there's an awful lot of rock, natural rock in that area. And part of what we've pushed in there, part of it we've had concrete that's from a local contractor that